Hi, this is Gina Preston, head coach of the DePaul Tigers, and you are listening to SCAC Media Day.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. Today I'm joined by DePaul University head field hockey coach Gina Preston. DePaul coming off a 12-8 campaign, 5-3 in SCAC playing. Coach, first of all, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Coach, you're entering your fourth year at the helm of the Tigers. Just talk a little about your mindset now here at the start of preseason camp.
I think we had a great preseason this year. The girls put in a lot of work over the summer to prepare for the season, and we really talked about being ready with the start of preseason for our first game. So I think that they used that mindset in their conditioning over the summer, and we had a successful preseason. I'm happy with where we are.
Of course, you know, Coach, a lot has been made this summer with DePaul electing to leave the SCAC and join the North Coast following the academic year. Were you at all surprised with this move, and does that make this last season of the SCAC a little bit more special heading into 2010?
I think it does make it special for us. I have really enjoyed being a part of the SCAC and the work that the conference office has done, as well as the other head coaches within the conference. I think that each year the competition within the conference improves, and these coaches have done a lot of work to improve field hockey in the South and the Midwest and really make a name for the conference. And I think that with this season being our last one, it's bittersweet for us. We've enjoyed our time with the SCAC, but are looking forward to moving to the NCAC as well.
Like I said, Coach, the Tigers finished a year ago with a record of 12-8, 5-3 in the SCAC, falling in the SCAC championship game in overtime against Rhodes. You know, what did your team learn from last year and the success you guys had, and how did that carry over into spring practice, into the offseason?
Tournament was a great experience for us. I think we surprised ourselves a little bit in the first round game, and really from the first half of that game, that championship game, to the second half, I think just our younger players being able to be involved in a championship game was a great experience for them. And Rhodes is a great team, and to face tough competition like that and be able to force overtime at the end of the game, it was we really learned a lot, and I think it's a great motivator for us for this season. Just we know what we're capable of and what we can accomplish, and coming so close to winning the championship, it just motivated the team even more for next year, for this year.
You know, Coach, you return 8 starters from last year's squad, but lose 2 big names to graduation. On the offensive side, of course, you lose last year's SCAC Offensive Player of the Year in Sarah Riffle, and also defensively lose 3-time All-Conference player in Becca Rojak. Just how do you adjust and try and fill those holes heading into this year?
Sarah and Becca were 2 great, consistent players for us. I think it was great to have them as part of our team because, especially last season, we had a young team, and our girls were able to learn a lot from them as players, just not only their talent on the field, but their disposition on the field and their work ethic during practice each day. And we're going to really miss them a lot, but I think with the experience we gained with those 8 returning players that we have, they were able to model their play and their behavior to Sarah and Becca, and I think it's a great testament to the type of leaders that they were this last year, and I think we have some great potential for leadership this year.
You were listening to the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. Again, I'm joined by DePaul head coach Gina Preston, and Coach, like I mentioned, you do return a lot of talent, albeit young, with this year's team, and just 2 seniors in Katie Sauer and Liz Atwell. How will you lean on your 2 seniors for leadership, not only on the field but off the field as well? And, you know, really, I guess just talk about them. I know they're a special group, having arrived at DePaul the same year that you did as well, being freshman your first year.
Katie and Liz, we've kind of, you know, been through everything together. over the past 4 years. And Katie was the captain last season, and I think she's very mature as a player, and watching her grow in her leadership and in her talent over the past 4 years has been really special. And Liz has been our starter and played in every minute of every game during my past 3 years here. So I think Liz is kind of a staple in the back of the field, and Katie is the vocal leader on the field, and the two of them work really well together, and they're just great leaders and great people, and have really taken this team forward each year, and I'm just I'm excited for their senior year. I think it's going to be a special one.
You know, Coach, field hockey is a relatively new sport to the SCAC in terms of sponsorship, sponsoring it first back in 2004. Talk about how you've seen this league grow over the past few years, and really how truly competitive this conference is. I know if you look up and down this result sheet, a lot of overtime matches, a lot of 1-2 goal games. Why is this league so competitive?
I think the success comes from the investment that these coaches have put in. We are all from, you know, we have experience with these schools, and it's their hard work that I think has made, and the investment that the players have made to be competitive on a national level that's really pushed the conference forward.
Well, Coach, I know you mentioned recruiting, and obviously August is an exciting time for any head coach with the arrival of a new freshman class. Talk about the incoming freshmen, what your expectations are from this group, and do you feel like you have some girls that can really make an immediate impact on this team this year?
I'm very happy with our freshman class. I think that each of them brings something different to the table. We have players that are talented offensively and defensively, and I think that they've learned a lot during preseason, and I think they're very capable of contributing to the team moving forward.
Coach, as you look, had time to take a look at last year and how the team developed and how they worked hard in the offseason and have come and worked hard in this preseason, what are some of the goals that you have for this year's team?
I think we have a policy of just taking it game by game, and we have some bigger goals for the end of the season, but we know that it's a matter of the little steps in between that are going to take us there. When we're looking forward to the end of the season and the conference tournament, we know that it's the work that we put in every day and the results that we have in each of our games week by week that's going to put us at the level that we need to be at the end of the season. So I think for us it's a matter of smaller goals along the way that'll take us to where we want to be at the end of the year.
And finally, Coach, what are two or three things that you have really been pressing and harping on with your girls in preseason that you think are going to be really key and important in order for this team to be ready to play their, you know, field hockey come the start of September?
I think for us, communication is always important on the field, just making sure that we're working together and communicating as a group when we're out there to work as a unit offensively and defensively. I think for us this year, communication on the field, just making sure that we're working together offensively and defensively, moving as a unit, and then connecting on our passes will help us be successful in that, transitioning to offense and maintaining possession out of the backfield on defense. So I think for us, the big things this year will just be communication and maintaining possession with our passing.
DePaul head field hockey coach Gina Preston. Again, the Tigers owed up their 2010 campaign September 1st on the road at Wittenberg. Coach, thank you again so much for your time, and best of luck in 2010.